want NASCAR talk, you've come to the right place. You're listening to The Race Report.
And welcome back to The Race Report. Thanks for joining us. Coming up this weekend, something I enjoy. A lot of NASCAR fans don't. I don't want to see any more than two, but I do like having the two road course races a year. Just kind of changes things up, get to see a little bit something a little bit different, a little new challenge for these guys. Some of these guys don't take the challenge. You'll see the road course ringers, for example, Scott Pruett will be in the 41 Target Dodge for Chip Ganassi Racing this week. He'll step in for Reed Sorensen at Infineon Raceway in Sonoma, California, formerly Sears Point, of course. But Juan Pablo Montoya picked up his first win there last season, his first and so far only Cup Series win. But you have your road course special. That's none of them have ever been able to beat the top road course drivers that are in the Cup Series already. And of course, this used to be just a gimme for Jeff Gordon.
Playground.
And in fact, he won there just 2 years ago. He won there back in 06. Of course, remember, this was the race last year where he and Jimmy Johnson were found to have some little improprieties in the car.
Yep.
And they were both docked 100 points, both sent to the rear of the field, and they lost their crew chiefs for 6 weeks. Don't think that'll happen again. But so Gordon had to fight back from the back of the pack last year, and I can't even remember where he finished. But
He finished in the top ten, I believe.
Don't have it in front of me right now. I probably should. But at any rate, this used to be Jeff Gordon's personal playground. It was if Jeff Gordon didn't break, he would win. Not quite the case anymore. You've got some pretty good road course drivers. Tony Stewart, Robbie Gordon, as much as I hate to give him credit for anything, usually he's in the way everywhere else, but he is a factor on the road courses. He's somebody you got to watch out for there. And I tell you what, Montoya's going to be a factor. Montoya's definitely going to be a factor in this one again.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, and actually, he is who I was going to pick for this race. And again, my total reversal on Juan Pablo Montoya is just shocking to me. I have to look at myself in the mirror and say, what are you thinking?
Well,
but it's obvious. I mean, this guy, if Ganassi can get this together, this guy could be a huge, huge star and win a lot of races.
Yeah.
And I think this will be one he wins. He has too much experience on road courses coming from the open wheel, and I think he'll be the man to beat on Sunday.
Well, Tony Stewart's going to be a factor. Somebody else is becoming very strong on the road courses that I almost was going to pick. I was really thinking hard about picking. So remember, if he wins, that I was thinking of him.
It doesn't count.
I know. But Kevin Harvick. Kevin Harvick got the win at Watkins Glen a couple of years ago, and he's gotten very strong in the road courses. So Harvick is kind of my...
And he and Juan Pablo are such buddies on road courses.
Yes, remember their tangle at Watkins Glen last year? That was one of the most awesome images of the season, was those two in each other's face, yanking on the helmets.
And awesome.
So Harvick is my second pick, but you know what? I know I shouldn't do it.
You're going to pick Jeff Gordon.
I'm going to pick Jeff Gordon. I think that team...
They
have struggled so much with this car. They have struggled so much with this car on the big tracks. This is where the driver makes the difference. I mean, obviously setup is critical. The car's got to be working right. But they ran this car at the road courses last year, so they've got a little more information to fall back on there. And I just think he and Steve Letarte are going to get it figured out this weekend. We'll see how they qualify.
But if he comes out there and runs 18th and can't make any headway, can't pass anybody again, I'm willing to say that this team is in trouble for this season.
If he struggles this weekend, they're definitely in trouble. If he struggles on the road course, because back in 99, 2000, when they were making the transition from Ray Evernham to Robbie Loomis, and they were struggling, he went to Sonoma and dominated.
Yes, he did.
So I still think, all being equal, everything being equal, and of course it's not, somebody's car will be set up a little bit better, but I think if you put them all in the same cars, 9 times out of 10, Jeff Gordon's probably still the best road course driver in the Cup Series.
I would say so.
And I think he's going to get it done. I just think that team is tired of struggling and tired of answering the questions about, what's wrong with you.
When are you going to win?
Yeah.
Now, that's the Hendrick driver that's getting the question now.
Yeah.
When are you going to win?
When are you going to have a car capable of winning? That would be the thing. I think this weekend. I think Jeff Gordon will qualify well. That'll be a key thing. Look for where he qualifies. But I'm going to pick Jeff Gordon to win with Kevin Harvick my backup pick.
I didn't know we can make backup picks.
No,
Juan Pablo Montoya is my man.
You can't really.
The only thing I would like to see, a road course race moved into the Chase. And that's the only thing I would do different.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea at all. That wouldn't be bad.
You're going to be the best of the best. You got to run on all the types of tracks and prove you're the best of the best.
I agree. Whatever happens, we will be back to wrap it all up with you. And, of course, always keep you on top of all the NASCAR news of the week. We'll hear from the top finishers from the race at Sonoma next time on the Race Report. Thanks to our engineer, Paul Knauer, doing the mediocre job he always does. Thanks, Sam. And, of course, thanks to you for listening to us. Back next time with you on the Race Report. And be sure to check out racereportradio.com. Lots more there. Have a great week, everybody.
Good job, guys! Woo! all you guys done a heck of a job.